In July, we said the market was drafting Detroit at its December strength, a 10.5 win total and division favorite status for a roster whose bounce case was real, but whose September secondary was a scheme dare with no proven names. The two unpriced items were the calendar and the corners. Camp's first 2 weeks have been a running referendum on exactly those items. The referendum opened before the first practice. Detroit placed both starting safeties, Brian Branch, rehabbing the December Achilles tear, and Kirby Joseph, managing the knee that cost him the last 11 games of 2025, on the physically unable to perform list, along with tight end Tyler Conklin. Dan Campbell's first press conference of camp then split the safety news into its two very different halves. On Branch, genuine optimism, no setbacks, and a timeline with an actual shape. I'm sure late training camp, maybe early September, he could start practicing. We'll see, per Pride of Detroit's coverage of the presser. That framing matters mechanically. A Branch activated before cutdown avoids reserve, PUP, and its mandatory 4 missed games. On Joseph, Campbell's news was characterized across the beat as simply not good. The Detroit Football Network's write-up of the PUP designations noted his availability entering camp had been a mystery and called the confirmation not the best news. The 2024 All-Pro has been visible working with trainers on side fields. The team's website logged him getting workouts in repeatedly through the first week, and Branch did his first outdoor session on August 2nd. But as of today, no timeline exists in any reporting we can attribute. A man-heavy scheme's deep safety, with a knee, the beat has started calling chronic, and no date. That's the sentence the win total still isn't pricing. The counterweight arrived at tight end, and it's significant. Sam Laporta was fully cleared before camp. ESPN reported the clearance from back surgery ahead of the PUP announcements, and he's been practicing. In July, we listed Laporta among the September absences propping up the fragility case. Scratch him from it. That's the single best thing that happened to Detroit's opening month this window. The corner room, meanwhile, is auditioning in real time. The most interesting name is the least famous one. Fifth-round rookie Keith Abney II announced himself on the first padded day, per the team's website, reading a run from the nickel and shooting the gap for a tackle for loss, then flexing to the crowd while the defense lost its mind behind him. Brad Holmes drafted him for the physicality. Day one in pads, it showed up. Undrafted holdover Nick Whiteside earned a bump into the one-on-one periods after a strong first 5 days, per Lions on SI's camp coverage, and got matched with Amon-Ra St. Brown, who beat him because Amon-Ra St. Brown beats camp corners. But the fact that the coaching staff fed him that rep is the story. The veteran floor is DJ Reed and Roger McCreary, with Ennis Rakestraw working back from his own injury-wrecked 2025. It is, as July said, a dare. The dare at least has energy. The absence list beyond the stars, because a weekly show reports the whole thing. Rookie second-round edge Derek Moore has been out with a groin injury alongside Peyton Turner's back, thinning the pass rush rotation the draft was supposed to deepen. And linebacker Malcolm Rodriguez left Tuesday's practice early for evaluation on an ankle, all per Lions on SI. On the good news side of the ledger, with Laporta, Alim McNeil, Levi Onwuzurike, and Rakestraw are all back on the field after injuries ate their 2025 seasons. One offense note that doubles as the quiet headline of camp: Jared Goff and Drew Petzing, side by side in every practice gallery, running the install of Detroit's third offensive system in 3 years, with seventh-round sophomore Dominic Lovett flashing deep, a long touchdown from Teddy Bridgewater in Tuesday's work, and the skill core otherwise healthy and quiet in the way championship-priced position groups should be. And the national conversation caught up to Detroit's cap sheet this week rather than its depth chart. The Beat's mailbags are litigating how the Jahmyr Gibbs extension coexists with future Laporta and Branch money, a conversation about 2028 that tells you how settled everyone considers the 2026 offense. Does the July framing hold? Confirmed. We said the bounce was real, and the price ignored the calendar. Camp has validated both halves at once. The offense's certainty is intact and got stronger with Laporta's clearance. The September defense got exactly the news the fragility case predicted. Branch racing the calendar, Joseph without one, and the corner answer still a rookie flexing after a tackle for loss. What would change it? Whether Branch takes a practice rep before cutdown, Campbell's own late training camp marker is checkable within 3 weeks, and whether any Joseph timeline surfaces at all. We'll check Sunday. Data via NFLverse.